We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc., and my co-host is John Carcutt, the SEO manager for MediaWiz.
How you doing?
How you doing today, John?
I'm doing great, Ross. How are you?
Excellent. We just actually we're doing these back-to-back recordings here, and we just finished doing the dashboard anyway for Google Webmaster Tools for our websites, just giving a bit of a review. And we'd like to continue that, and on the left side of the dashboard, there are a few other tabs that some of it will be a bit redundant, but we want to make sure we give it a good tour. It was pretty cool, that first round. John, I think we could have gone on forever, though, eh?
I think so. It's a fascinating tool. A lot to talk about.
Okay, well, how about site configuration? I guess let's click on that. This is what is right below the dashboard. So when we click on that, we see sitemaps, crawler access, site links, and settings appearing below. And I believe we just sort of ended the last episode on sitemaps, but if we click on that, do we get any more detail than we had before?
The one thing we didn't cover when we talked about last time was really if you drill down into the sitemaps themselves, it'll tell you if there's errors or you know, if there's any issues with your sitemap. This page from the right or the left-hand navigation will actually tell you a little bit more information than you get. It'll give you the format of your sitemap, whether it's a RSS feed, if it's a news feed. There's a number of different formats you can have sitemaps in. It'll actually also tell you how many URLs it found within that sitemap. So based on how your sitemap's configuration, you might cut it off at 40 or might just have 100-some URLs. It'll tell you how many it pulled. Out of the 40, it'll tell you how many are already indexed, and then how long ago it took it. And if it's, you know, if the status, if it's good, it'll have the little green check mark next to it.
So it gives, yeah, and that's important. You know, if you see a big red one, well, you know, you're not to look at it.
Yeah, exactly.
A big X. There's something wrong. And that's a big value here. I mean, it's stuff that you may not have ever known would have happened, and it could have been one of those reasons that you just that your site wasn't getting the rankings you needed. And thanks to Google, this is now available. And we should say, to give credit, that, you know, Microsoft's got a similar Webmaster Tools dashboard as well. I think it does need more work, and we can maybe cover that in another show. But you know, there are other ones out there, and Yahoo has one as well.
The main thing I use the Microsoft one for at this point in time is backlinks. I don't know if everybody remembers months and months ago, Microsoft turned off the link colon command in their search results so you couldn't see how many backlinks you had. You can now see that in the Webmaster Tools, but you have to sign up and verify your site and stuff.
Yeah. And the reason we put so much emphasis on Google, the given is, of course, it's bigger. It's for all intents and purposes, the monopoly. But it's also, frankly, it's always on the cutting edge. They're always updating it. And they're usually many steps ahead of the competition. So, you know, this is, and what we're reviewing right now happens to be the most recent update in quite a long time, actually, and a fundamental one, too. They've gone and changed a whole lot of stuff. And I'm still warming up to it. I like simplistic, but I also don't like it too simple. But so far, so good. I'm impressed. Have you liked it so far, John?
So far, yeah, definitely. It's much, much better than what we used to have, I can tell you that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I guess the next one down is crawler access. So we've done sitemaps. Now the crawler access is essentially it's like the review of the robots.txt, isn't it? I mean, I'm looking at it here and not seeing a lot of detail other than the fact that it allows you to test your robots.txt, which is quite convenient. I mean, it'll actually do a run-through on your robots.txt and tell you, you know, what is showing up and what isn't showing up, what areas are blocked and what aren't. I find that quite useful. And it also generated it for you as well, which makes things a little easier for anyone who doesn't necessarily want to learn how to write a robots.txt file. Not difficult, but what the heck, it makes things a little easier.
Yep. The one thing that's not robots.txt oriented within the crawler access section is the remove URL link. So if you have a URL from your site that you no longer want indexed, say it wasn't blocked when it should have been and it got indexed, you can actually go in there and request a URL to be removed through this thing. And there's other places to request it, but if you do that request through your Webmaster Tools, you get much higher priority and it will get removed much quicker.
Yeah, and that's important. You know, the odd time a politician might say something he's not supposed to say, and I'm sure they're in there pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
The odd time.
Whoops, I didn't mean to publish my boss's home address and phone number. Let me get that out of the index.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and the blackmail I had on him. Yeah, it's not a good thing. Actually, at the bottom here, too, I have to say, this is either new or it was well hidden before. At the bottom of the crawler access page, it says user agents. Bear with me here as I'm
not sure if I've seen that before either. I think that might be one of the new features with the new interface.
And I'm trying to learn this on the fly here, and I'm trying to see. Crawls pages for a web index and Google News. That's Googlebot. Googlebot image crawls pages for image. I guess what it does is it shows you, it tests it for the actual image to see whether, or that actual robot to see whether there's a difference in the text file. Is that because perhaps people would have a different text robots.txt file for that type of robot?
No, I think it's more aligned with user agents. And it'd be the same robots.txt file, but you'd have a different user agent for the different bots. So like if you go in and you select one, like I selected the Media Partners-Google crawler, and it updated the text of the bot in the little box towards the top to allow all the user agent Media Partners-Google allow all. And then it'll show you down at the bottom what the test results are for that.
Hmm. Very interesting. And so there's a little bit of something I'm going to have to research a little more for some of my clients. I think it might be useful.
I will as well, actually.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's a little something. We always like to learn new stuff, so that's good. Right after crawler access on the left side now, we're going to get back to the next section here, is site links. And site links are kind of cool.
Everybody loves site links.
Of course, all of our clients have site links, right?
Yeah, everyone.
I like to describe site links as, well, first of all, when you see a site links, it's generally on the top rank. Well, it is on the top ranking. So if your site is number one and Google has, without any doubt, decided your site is the authority on that search term, it will optionally, and there's no way to really, that I know of, make Google do this,
yeah,
but it will actually give you additional links below your ranking, kind of like a menu. And in this section, you're able to block the ones that it's decided to use. You can't choose which ones, but you can block the ones if they happen to pick your contact page, and you don't want to, then so be it. Block it.
Yeah, and something interesting about sitelinks, too, is, again, the engines are always evolving. They are changing the way sitelinks are working. They're actually making it so multiple listings, like maybe the top three can have sitelinks, but instead of the two little columns, they're like four or five links in a horizontal row underneath the listing.
That's cool. I think that's probably a good idea. Does that mean the number one will still have a bigger one, though?
I've seen it in a few cases that it shows like three or four sites with site links, and it's always the vertical ones, never the two columns. If they show the vertical ones, that's all they're showing.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I think that's an improvement. It remains to be seen. I want to check it out, especially if one of my clients is losing the big box. Yeah. I like that. I mean, essentially what? It takes the space of probably three rankings when you have that, and that really pushes down the competition.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, let's just take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll move on to settings for the site configuration.
Excellent.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Hey, have you got that number for Jerry's Pizza?
Look it up on localpages.com.
Localpages.com. Well, what if I wanted a business number in Miami?
Localpages.com.
Can people find your business online? Be seen with localpages.com on every local listing in all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, MSN, and Ask. With over 6 billion quality searches a month and bids starting as low as 1 cent, get connected with local consumers at the exact moment that they're looking for you.
San Francisco, Green Bay, London.
I told you, localpages.com.
List your business on localpages.com now and get $100 in free local advertising. LocalPages.com, bringing your neighborhood to you.
Did you know?
99 Designs is a leading marketplace for graphic design on the internet.
Did you know?
99 Designs connects you to a community of over 35,000 designers who will compete to do the best work for you.
Did you know?
99 Designs allows you to post projects for logo design, webpage design, t-shirt design, and more.
Did you know?
99 Designs projects the average of over 70 different design options for a price that you set.
99 Designs. When designers compete, you win.
This is a test of the PRWeb content and news delivery system from PRWeb and PRWebAuthor.com. If this was a real release date, your story would reach more than 30,000 journalists, 250,000 RSS subscribers, and just over 30,000 unique websites. PRWeb can reach your target audience online, drive traffic to your website, achieve high rankings on search engines, and get your content on top news sites like Yahoo News. Editors are available 24/7 to help you optimize your content for maximum exposure to over 70 million people in the U.S. alone. If this were a real PRWeb release date, your website would have so much traffic, you'd be tempted to duck and cover. If you have an online marketing emergency, go to PRWebOffer.com for 25% off. PRWeb, the premier online release news and content distribution service.
Fired Up with Gordon Rudo, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Culture and Business Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, SEO Manager for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Before the break, we're discussing Google Webmaster Tools and the site configuration drop-down menu. What we're dealing with right now is actually the new version of Google Webmaster. It was launched around May 12th. And right now we're on the site link section, and we actually just completed that, so let's move on to settings. Let's click on that and see what we got.
There's interesting things in here, Ross. There's some fun stuff in here. Not much, but they're fun.
Geographic target users in.
This is great because you can actually go in and say, you know, my site is a .com and it's hosted on a U.S. server, but I'm really targeting, you know, people in Central America. You know, that's where I want my audience to be. So you can actually go in and pick where your target is and give you a little bit of more influence in those local searches, like the local versions of Google.
That's brilliant. And it makes a lot of sense because I know that we've had a few clients in the past who've had various sites that are supposed to be targeting different parts of the world, but they were getting top rankings elsewhere and they were getting useless traffic. Mm-hmm. And that's a pain in the butt. And I don't know what, how strict this is. If you say you just want to be in the United States, are they for sure going to follow your lead? That's very un-Google-like, but it could be.
Yeah, it's just going to be a suggestion, as always with Google. They're going to say, okay, yeah, okay, we'll take that into consideration. But it's not going to be law.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it may not be the fix-all for everyone, but it's a nice option for people to use. And I'm sure that if they do have a pretty good idea that your site is, in fact, targeted just the United States, they will follow your lead.
Mm-hmm. And the default is the United States, the default is probably your TLD and IP location.
Right, yep. Right. And this is very cool. Preferred domain. I know I've written a lot in the past about making sure that you get the search engines to focus on one of your domains, because there are actually two ways to access the same domain. Adding the www in front of it and removing that entirely and just having, in this case, like, say, stepforth.com instead of www. Now, you can actually have backlinks pointing to your website split between the two, and it was a bit of a pain in the ass. In this case, Google's allowed us to tell them what preferred domain we would like them to show. And, it doesn't take away the fact that you still need to make sure the 301 redirects are set up for non-www, essentially meaning someone goes to stepforth.com, you want to make sure they go to www. You can consolidate that by putting a 301 redirect on your site to make sure that no matter what, everyone's always at the www version of your domain.
Yeah, and definitely, because this preferred domain setting in Google Webmaster Tools is great for Google, but it's not going to help you on Yahoo. It's not going to help you on MSN, so you want to make sure those 301s are in place.
Yeah, definitely. And crawl rate, can we take that away?
Crawl rate, most people will never, ever have to touch the crawl rate setting here in Webmaster Tools. This is where if you have a very large site with lots and lots of pages and the bots are coming in and they're just really tearing up your bandwidth, they're just coming in and gobbling up your site and spending hours on your site. And at times in the past, it's actually had the effect of slowing people down, slowing their server down. In here, if that's an issue for you, it allows you to actually go in and set the crawl rate. You click on the button and it gives you a slider. It says, you know, slow it down, speed it up, and gives you the option to really tell the spiders, the bots, how often and how fast to get through your site. So if you got a lot of content and it's hurting you, then this is a good tool to use to help control that.
Yeah, and it's something that I don't think I've touched on more than twice in my career. I mean, a lot of clients just, there's no need for it.
Yeah, I don't think I've had a client I've ever had to touch this with, and it's very rare that you would, I would think. But it's there.
So
what?
Yeah. Well, so why don't you take away the next one? Your site on the web. I think that's the next section.
Yeah, your site on the web. We covered some of these when we did the dashboard in the last show, but we'll briefly cover them again. This really tells you how people are finding your site on Google, how people are finding you in the web. The first section is the search query section. This, we covered this in the last show off with the dashboard. It will show you what keywords you're getting found for and what position you're being found for. So if you have a term, and it'll show you the term you're found for and what position you were in and how many out of your overall impressions, what percentage of your impressions were that term. And your second column on the right, it not only shows you what terms and the percentages and the position, but this one's a little different because it shows you only the ones you've had click-throughs. So you can use this to determine which of your meta tags are working better, you know, driving more click-throughs, or titles are driving more click-throughs. You can have all the impressions in the world. It's great if you're number one and getting a million impressions, but if you're only getting two click-throughs, it's not helping you.
Exactly. Yeah. It definitely makes sense, right? It's good that Google makes some sense of it and actually builds this in. I think it's brilliant.
Exactly.
And the next one is links to your site. And something on this I really like. We touched on this in the last show, the actual section. So in brief, it essentially provides a way to access all the links pointing to your website and actually to each individual page in each section of your site. It's great. It allows you to really to see what's happening and which articles and content is most important, most powerful on your site. But what I like is there's an anchor text option. So you can click on a different tab here within this section, and the anchor text will tell you what people are linking to you in, like what what is the actual text they're using to link to your website or page? And, you know, it'll give you a good idea of just how well you're promoting your site in terms of, you know, what do people think your website is about? If you start seeing stuff that doesn't make any sense, well, you might have a branding issue. You need to work a little bit on your message. In some regards, too, you may find that a new campaign you're doing isn't working out too well. There's a lot of different ways of making this work. Now, what else would we be looking at here? So we got, in my case, it shows me that 190 anchor text links for me. How many do you get there? Is 200 the max they show?
I've got 200 as the max, but and then if you click on the anchor text, it'll open up and show you variations. And some of them have one or two, but I've seen variations where there's six or seven. So if you include all the variations of individual anchor text, there's probably a lot more than 200.
Yeah, it's interesting. It actually shows the variations. Like, let's say I click on Stepforth, and they have all the different ways of spelling Stepforth in terms of uppercase, lowercase, using a colon, using a semicolon. I had no idea, but that's great. It doesn't show misspellings that I can see, though.
No, I didn't see that
either.
That's
one problem with Google. I don't think they do any of that. I guess they just assume that their system is so good that they won't be caught up by misspelling.
That or the fact that it would take so many resources to do that. If you search for Britney Spears misspellings on Google, there's a page they publish somewhere in labs that shows all the variations of the way people try to search for the term Britney Spears. And this page only shows times when people have searched more than once. So someone had to do this two times to search for the term Britney Spears, and there's over 300 variations in the way people search for that one phrase more than once. So if they tried to do all the misspellings, it's probably a resource issue, Ross. There's no way they could do it for every term.
True. And I correct myself. I actually went down in 189 for me is reputation enhancement. There's no T in the end. So I guess they do show a few. But, yeah, it's only if it really shows up, I guess.
And that's also a good thing, too, because now you can go search your site and find the enhancement that they found and fix it.
Exactly. Yeah exactly. So what do we got next here?
Keywords. This one is one of those tools in here that's kind of fun to look at, but there's not a lot of use that you get out of it much because it's only single words, not phrases, and it tells you the words that you're found the most for. And it's the top 200 individual words. They do a bit of filtering out like stop words. It's not going to have thes and theys and this and that kind of stuff. But It's fun to look at. Say, how did somebody find me for the word tornado? And like, I don't know, but they did.
Yeah, I don't really know what else you'd be using this for. Right. But it's a start. It's something, and I imagine, you know, I would wish I would like it more if they would put it in phrases. I'm not exactly sure why they didn't.
Yeah, but phrases would be much more useful.
Yeah, that's what they decided to do, and they are the holy Google. Well, that's keywords, and we're going to step on to internal links in a moment, but for now, we're just going to take a quick break.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Are you an affiliate? If yes, you'll pay me. No ifs, ands, or maybes. Get paid daily. Make a mad dash. Sign up as a flash. Quickly convert the clicks into cash. Affiliate marketing network is first place. I cut to the chase. It's all performance based. Listen to what I'm telling you, cause this what you better do. Join as a publisher and maximize your revenue. Think we agreed that money is what you need. Indeed, you can get paid from sales and leads. Not one thing lacking. Don't get it cracking. Even comes with state of the art tracking. Where did it start? You can do it a couple ways. 866XY7Pays. It's toll free. Tell me what you're waiting on. So log on to XY7.com.
Your company's website sucks.
You know it. Everybody knows it.
So get a to-do list to fix it.
On Target, a subscription service from Future Now and Brian Eisenberg, monitors your website 24/7.
Analyzing the actions of every potential customer.
It gives you a to-do list. It tells you exactly what to fix and how to fix it.
So that more of your visitors do
what you need them to do.
On Target pricing starts at $1,000 a month.
See more at futurenowinc.com/ontarget.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan from the Daily Searchcast. You know, we love bringing you the news every day, and that's made possible by the sponsorship of BruceClay.com. They've just made Inc. Magazine's list of the fastest growing private businesses. They've exhibited and sponsored at my conferences from the very beginning. Bruce has got that long-standing search engine relationship chart, had been out there with the code of ethics, been a search engine expert in the field for ages. But did you know that Bruce Clay can do more than help you with just SEO? They can do PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding. Everything you need for success in the online marketplace, you can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years, offices worldwide, they've got answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Bruce Clay Incorporated.
The whoring of Facebook for promotional purposes continues with the WebmasterRadio.fm Facebook fan page. Join our fans by clicking the Facebook logo on the WebmasterRadio.fm homepage and keep up to date with all the latest. Become a fan on Facebook.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm with John Carcutt, SEO manager for MediaWiz, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Before the break, we were just discussing Google Webmaster Tools. Well, the whole thing's about that today. And we're discussing keywords. Well, now we're going to move into the internal links, which is under the section Your Site on the Web. And we're going to have to whip through these pretty good. As usual, we're taking too long here. We got too much to say.
Good stuff to talk about.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there's too much to talk about. It's good. Okay, we just finished the keywords component of your site on the web, and now we're into internal links. Now, the internal links page is a great way to see just how many links within your site are pointing to other pages in your site. And what I find useful about this is if, for example, my resources page, I noted that there are within Stepforth.com has 87 links to it, but the let's say my reputation enhancement page only has 5. Well, there may be a bit of a mess up there. Maybe I'd want to increase the amount of links or entry points to my reputation enhancement page versus just my resources. It's a good way to spot any discrepancies in your actual marketing plan, because you want to have some pages show up a little more often in your site. This is a good way to indicate what isn't getting enough. What am I missing here, John? I imagine there's a whole lot of different ways you could use this.
If you're one of those SEOs that are really into PageRank sculpting, this is a way to help kind of refine your PageRank sculpting as well. So you know you can look at, well, I really want this page to have more links to it because I want this to be boosted a little bit. So you can actually see what's happening and what Google's tracking for that in here as well. It's also kind of interesting. Up at the top of this page, you can actually do a very pretty detailed search. You can look for internal pages and do the search there. And then over the far right side, you can actually select, if you have subdomains, you can say, well, I want to find pages that go to my main domain about page that's coming from my blog subdomain. So you can actually do some pretty detailed link analysis from within your site and within your subdomains in this tool as well.
Excellent. Okay. Well, the next one, we're going to have to start whipping through these as usual. We're getting going. So subscriber stats. And in this case, you can actually submit a feed as a sitemap. And essentially, this is handy only if you want to track the subscribers. But if you're using, let's say, FeedBurner, which is what I use, a lot of that data is already provided. And I'm not actually sure why they don't automatically integrate it. Actually, after all, Google does own FeedBurner.
Yeah, I don't know.
What are your thoughts on this?
I don't know either. And I'm assuming the Google-specific subscribers are from Google Reader automatically if you submit it. And they should have a column for FeedBurner as well, but they don't. And I don't know why either. Maybe they're pushing Google Reader over FeedBurner.
Well, and I think, too, they used to at least focus solely on Atom feeds. And that could be, too, that they're just focusing on
that's true.
I don't know. Whatever's coming through that. Anyway, it's a bit weak. I'm sure they could work on this, make this a bit better. The next section is diagnostics. That's the next component of Google Webmaster Tools. And there's a lot here. We're running short on time, so we can't go through detail on a lot of these. But the first one is crawl errors. We actually covered a lot of that in the dashboard.
The last show, yeah.
Yeah, in the last show, where you can look at what links aren't followed, and there may be a redirect error. In this case, we have a redirect error on one of our pages. And these are the sort of things you can go in and fix. Check out which robots.txt files check whether or not your robots.txt file has any issues with it, what pages are timing out, which pages are unreachable. There's a lot of good components here, and I find it quite helpful. Crawl stats.
Yeah, CrawlStats is interesting. It's nothing you can really do other than read the information provided you in CrawlStats, but it's some interesting information. They look at the last 90 days and tell you how many pages they've crawled in the last 90 days, the high number, the low number, and the average. They give you how many kilobytes. We talked about that a little earlier. If they're really, you know, eating a lot of your bandwidth, this will show you, you know, how much bandwidth they're actually eating, so you can set their the crawl rate if you need to, how much time they're on your site. It's interesting, down towards the bottom, they give you the page rank of your pages in Google. It's not like individual pages. This is like the only place I think you can go and look at kind of an average of your site. They tell you most of your pages, in this site I'm looking at, most of the pages are low. I have some medium and some high page ranks, and a couple that are not assigned, just little teeny slivers of a bar there. Then it'll tell you your page with the highest page rank on your site. And it's not always necessarily your homepage. Most of the time it is, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. And it'll tell you which one it is right here.
And actually seems to be by month, which is interesting. I don't think that was there before. It was, well, maybe it was.
Yeah, I think it was.
And the weird thing, I can't even fathom why mine, the one for April, is the highest page rank. But anyway, I guess it's Google for you. It's a matter of who links to it and just how popular they get. And it can be the most obscure article, obscure page, and it's the weirdest stuff. After that, we have HTML suggestions.
This is a great one, too.
It's taking a second for mine to load. This is phenomenal. Yeah. This is a great one for at-a-glance stuff, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
When I get a new client, I just go down here and check it out. How many duplicate meta tags, or in this case, description tags, are in the site? How many of them are too long? How many of them are too short?
Yep.
Title tags, too. Which ones are unique, how many of them are duplicated? Pretty cool stuff.
Missing ones, that's great too. And if you click through it, let me check right here. Yeah, it'll tell you which pages are missing title tags. It's not like you have to figure, okay, I got 48 pages missing title tags, now I got to go find them. You click through and it'll tell you which pages are missing title tags. It's excellent.
Yeah, and if you can download this report, let's say you're the CEO and you've gone on this thing, oh my God, there's some changes and issues here. Instead of just telling someone to go look at it, you can just actually download the table, send it to your webmaster, and say, fix this.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of stuff that I know as CEO myself, it's nice to speed things up a little bit. And for a webmaster, they don't have a lot of time either. They can just whip in here and see all the issues that may be popping up. New pages are added all the time on sites, and there can be issues immediately, and they're missed.
And my favorite one is the last one, the non-indexable content. I can't tell you how many times I've had nice little conversations with webmasters or the IT people from a client who's saying, yeah, this is fine. We do this all the time. And you say, but if you use that AJAX, that content is not going to be indexed. Well, they say, yeah, but other people do it, so we want to do it too. You can pull this up and show it to them. Look, Google's saying this page is not indexing your content. It doesn't work. And it's like third-party proof from the ultimate authority. It's wonderful.
Flash sites, frame sites, all this stuff. It's pretty fundamental. And some of it, sometimes, I'm just guessing here, but it could be that Google will note stuff, won't even show anything, but you know that there's certain pages that aren't being found. I mean, if it's not found, Google won't know it's not indexed.
Yep, that's true.
That's the other concept.
Good point.
If you start seeing that certain pages aren't ranking, well, there may be a good reason for it. It's not being found, or it's Flash. Site's right. Totally designed in Flash. That's another thing. And you know what? I expect that. What do you think, John? I think that's something we can expect soon. There should be almost a new tab for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all. Not at all. One thing I'd like to point out, because I know we're kind of at the end of all the different sections in here. If you go back and you're looking through Google Webmaster Tools and you're looking at all these different sections and all these different tabs, look at your left-hand navigation. Underneath the main navigation, there's a little section called Help With. And every time you change into a new section, there's a link to help with the items in that section. So ended up on HTML suggestions tab. If you look at that help, there's a link to Google's page for webmasters on how to build good titles and descriptions. If you go into other sections of the site and you do, let's say, keywords, I'm just going to see what they show there. Underneath there, it's help with keyword data, site performance in search, and Google-friendly sites, all from Google's webmaster support. So as you're digging through Google Webmaster Tools, they're helping you out all the way. So if you have any questions, you're not sure, look in that help with section underneath the navigation, and there's going to be some good links for you.
Yeah, there's a lot of great content, and they actually, you know, having read a lot of it, I find it's pretty good stuff. They certainly seem to know their stuff. Amazing, they seem to know something about search engines. I just don't know how, but anyway, it's pretty cool. Great episode. I think we've wrapped up Google Webmaster Tools pretty well. I think there are obviously stuff we've missed. I'm not sure how much, but there's always something. It's a pretty intense program. I want to note that if you go to the right, top right, next to Back to Home, there is a email icon. You can click on that and then go and see what any messages are showing you from Google. And you can click on those and reply, all that kind of stuff. And to see whether or not there's anything that they had of significance to say to you. Well, thanks very much, John. It's good to have you again. Well, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc., and John Carcutt, SEO Manager for WeniaWiz, thank you for joining us today on SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm.